processes. Let's turn to the Bible, the New Testament, 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章到第四节。
1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原以父同在且显现以我们那永远的生命传给你们。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是以父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。These
things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
我们再翻到第五章。Turn
also to chapter 5.
第十二节、十三节。Verses
12 and 13.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。He
who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。These
things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
使徒约翰说，他将这些话写给他们，是要他们这些信奉神儿子之名的人，是要叫他们知道自己有永生。Apostle
John here writes that he has written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
请听我们有点祷告。Let's
bow our heads for another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，在这复活早晨，我们带着一个渴慕寻求心，再来到你的面前。Oh
Lord, we thank you that on this day of the resurrection, once again we bring our hearts that are willing to seek you.
我们求主实在施恩，分别为圣我们整个心思意念。
Oh Lord, once again we ask that you would consecrate our entire lives.
让我们能安静等候在你面前，好像你能够向我们说话。
So that we can wait quietly before you for you to speak to us.
在圣灵里面再次把你自己话赐给我们。
May you give your word to us once again in the Holy Spirit.
也给我们属灵的悟性，能够明白你的话。
And give us spiritual understanding to understand your word.
让我们能够进到你话语的光中，话语的实际里面。
That we may be able to enter into the light and truth of your word. And that through your words that we will be able to you would lead us through our path here on earth. We wait patiently before you and you pour out your grace upon us. We pray in Lord Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 好，早上约翰和弟兄姊妹，一同来看约翰一书第一章头四节的话。We'd
like to share today with the brothers and sisters the first four verses of 1 John chapter 1.
我们知道约翰书信是使徒老约翰使徒所写的一封信。We
know that this letter was written when our apostle John was very old.
使徒约翰被称为耶稣所爱的门徒。
Our Apostle John was called the Apostle which God has loved.
我们知道每一个门徒都是耶稣所爱的。We
know that the Lord Jesus loved all of his apostles.
但圣灵特别在约翰福音里面告诉我们说，他是耶稣所爱的门徒。But
the Apostle John specifically tells us, mentions that
爱就说到一种亲密的、特别的关系。That
John was beloved by Jesus, and it tells of an intimate relationship.
所以很显然的，使徒约翰似乎知道主心中的秘密，多于其他的门徒。So
it may be that our Apostle John knows all of, or more of the Lord Jesus' secrets in his heart.
我们记得主耶稣在最后和门徒们吃逾越节晚餐的时候。We
know that in the Last Supper, When the Lord was washing the disciples' feet,
然后他对门徒说,
and he said that among you there is someone who will betray me.
当主耶稣讲这样的话的时候，门徒们他们就彼此对看，他们猜测说到底是他指的是谁呢？
So when Jesus said this, the disciples spoke amongst themselves, saying, "You know, which one of us would do this?"
那时候我们看见约翰呢，他就侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
And so we see here that John reclined into Jesus' bosom.
那彼得就对约翰说，你告诉我们，主是指的谁说的？
So Peter spoke to John and asked him, "Tell us who it is of whom he is speaking."
那又告诉我们说，约翰他就靠着耶稣的胸肩。
And so John leaned back into Jesus and said, "Lord, who is it?"
问主说，主是谁呢？ 主就对他说，我用沾一点饼再给谁，就是谁。
And then Jesus answered John and said, "The one whom I dip the morsel and give to him."
在那里我们看见约翰呢，他靠侧身靠近主的怀里，他靠近主的胸。
We see here that John leaned back into the Lord.
这些字眼特别说明他的确和主是比其他门徒更亲近。
Here it displays how John is much closer to the Lord Jesus then.
所以主就把他心中谁要卖给他这件事情呢，就告诉约翰。
So the Lord Jesus told John who would betray him.
因为这种关系也可以说到一个生命交通的一个关系。
So this relationship also talks about their life relationship.
因着他和主有更多亲近，更多交通。
Because John drew closer to the Lord and had more fellowship with him.
所以主乐意把他心中的秘密呢，向约翰来说。
So the Lord Jesus was willing to share with him the secrets.
主也把那个生命交通这一些指示也托付给使徒约翰。
And he also shared with him the words of life.
所以约翰书信就讲到生命这件事情。
So John's gospel talks about
约翰书信。
Oh, John's letters talk about the word of life.
我们知道约翰也曾经写了约翰福音这一卷书。
We also know that John wrote the gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面他告诉我们这位拿撒勒耶稣他是神的儿子。
In the gospel of John, it tells us that the Lord Jesus, the Nazarene,
人相信耶稣就得到这个永远的生命。
And that whoever believes in him would receive this eternal life.
而在约翰书信里面他告诉我们,
In John's letters, he tells us,
有了这个生命以后呢, 如何来经历这个生命?
After you've received this life, how can you enter into it?
如何来借这个生命来更多认识这个神的儿子主耶稣基督, 他的本性, 他的特性是什么?
That through this life, how we can get to know more of the Lord Jesus, who is his character and his personality.
一面借这个生命的经历来认识神,
that through this experience of life that we will get to know our Lord.
一方面借这个生命的经历来检验我们这个属灵生命的光景是怎样的情形。
And that it will explain the situation of our spiritual life.
所以约翰书信是讲到一本经历的书。
So the letters of John are of a spiritual experience.
所以我们去读约翰书信的时候，他一再说若是怎样，底下就会有什么结果。
So in his letters he writes, if this happens, then what are the results?
我们若在光明中当中，他就洗净我们一切罪。
So if we are in the light, then he has washed away all of our sins.
若就是讲到一个经历。This
if talks of an experience.
你若是有这样的情形，后面所带来结果一定是这样的结果情形。
If you have this first experience, then the following experiences will happen.
它是一本讲生命的一个
It's talking about an experience of life. We know that the Lord has given us many precious promises and words. And we can experience them. And that through these experiences can we receive the spiritual benefit?
但是我们知道经历必须在这个真理的根基上。
But we know that experience must stand on a foundation of truth.
因为我们看见有些宗教他们也有一些经历也是很实在的。
We see some religions that they have some experiences which is very true.
那些异教他们也会有一些特别的经历。
And that their and that their practitioners may experience some miracles that are also true.
但是那些经历把人带到一个歧途的里面。
But those experiences lead them into a certain condition.
我们看见今天许多基督徒他也是讲他有许多好像很特别的经历。
We see that Jesus' disciples have these experiences.
但许多经历好像在圣经的真理上好像没有这样的情形，或说没有这样的真理上没有这样说。
But it seems that their experiences haven't brought them to this truth.
他们讲那些经历说更把人带到许多困惑里面。
That their experiences lead the people into more difficulty.
所以一个经历都不是在一个真理的根基上的话，会叫我们这个属灵生命受了亏损，受了伤害。
If our experiences aren't grounded in the truth, then it would lead our spiritual life to suffer.
所以认识真理是一个非常重要的。
So knowing the truth is very important.
若是站在真理的根基上来经历那些真理的话。
You have to stand on the foundation of truth to experience the truth of the word.
这个经历就更坚定我们的信心。
Then the experience would more firmly ground our faith.
更坚定我们所信的。
And more firmly root what we believe in.
所以刚刚读到第五节，第五章那里，使徒告诉这些收信的人。
So in chapter 5, the apostle tells those who have received his letter.
他说：“我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子的人。”
I have written this letter to those who believe in the Son of God. So that you may know that you have eternal life. So that all of those that have received this letter, after they've read the letter, they will see that, oh, this is our experience. Then they would more firmly realize that they have or people that have eternal life.
因为他们是借着这个经历在那里经历到使徒在这里所讲的这些话。
Because in their experience, they will encounter what the words that the apostle has written.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见今天人常常去注意到那些许多外面的事物。
Today we see that a lot of people or pay attention to the outward things.
人不太去注意生命这个事情。
And they aren't concerned with this matter of life.
我们看今天基督徒许多的表现，对许多环境的反应呢，或是说人的属灵的情形呢，为什么那些的反应，那些表现？
So why do we see Christians reacting to these outward signs?
问题不是在外面他所造的那些事物。
The problem isn't with the outward.
问题呢是在他里面生命的一个光景。
The problem is the condition of their life.
他之所以会有这样的反应，那样表现。
That's why they would have this reaction and this.
不过是说明他里面的生命是怎样的情形而已。
The outward is a reflection of their internal life.
所以我们应该常常回到这个生命这个很基本的一个问题上。
So brothers and sisters, we have to return to this very fundamental question of the life.
所以使徒他一开头就告把我们带到了起初原有的生命之道，生命这个事情上。
So in this letter, John tries to return us to the beginning, this concerning the word of life.
当使徒在写这封信的时候，他当然没有告诉我们写信的人是谁。
In the beginning, he doesn't say who wrote the letter.
他没有告诉我们受信的人是谁。
He doesn't tell us who's receiving the letter.
也没有那些问安的话。
He doesn't have any of these greetings.
好像这些问题不是那么重要。
It's as if these questions aren't important.
他一下子就把我们带到起初原有的生命之道。
He starts from the very beginning.
把我们带到起初的那一位生命的主。
Concerning the word of life and the Lord.
因为起初就讲到一切事物开始的时候。
Because the beginning talks about when everything starts.
一切事物开始的时候，那个生命之道它已经在那里了。
And he tells us that in the beginning, that the word was already there, that the life.
这个生命知道他是谁呢？
And this word of life, who was he?
在约翰福音里面呢，他也告诉我们说，这个太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In John chapter 1, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was
God.
If in the beginning was the Word, then that Word must have been God Himself. In Genesis 1, it says, In the beginning, God created
heaven.
Not only does it tell us how creation was started.
更重要的是把我们带到起初看见那位造天地的神，他是怎样一位神。
More importantly, it brought us back to the beginning about the Creator
and what kind of God he was.
He is the Creator of all things.
万有是借着他而有的。
And all things were created through
him. 他是一切生命的源头。
He is the source of all life.
因他是神，他是生命。
Because he is God, he is life.
所以在这里，使徒告诉我们说，原来那生命之道就是神的自己，就是生命。
So you see here that John tells us that God is the word of life, and he is life itself.
而他说，这个生命之道就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼摸、亲手摸过的。
And this life was manifested, and we have seen and testified, and what we have seen with our eyes, and what we have looked at and touched.
为什么他们能够看、听见、看见、摸到呢？
So how could they have seen and heard and touched?
因为这个生命已经显现出来了。
Because the life was manifested.
今天我们常常讲到生命的时候,
Today when we talk about life,
我们觉得好像非常, 渺茫,非常不实际。
It's often, we talk about it in vague terms and not very real.
一种不可捉摸的事物。
It's something that we can't really touch or...
但是我们知道生命是非常实在的。
But we know that life is very real, very true. Because whatever your spirit, the condition of your life, it has
its
outcome. And through our experiences, we can also see this truth.
我们在周围里面看见许多自然界，许多生有生命的事物。
Around us, we can see a lot of things with life.
我们可以经历那些生命的事物，也认识稍微认识他们的一些特性。
And we can examine this life, and we can see some of their characteristics.
英文呢，生命就是 life， life 也可以翻成生活。 是同一个字，生命跟生活是同一个字。
In English, life and living are.
所以我们看见。 生命一定有生活的。
So, if you have life, then you are living.
有生命一定有生活的表现的。
If you have life, then you have these characteristics.
所以保罗，使徒一样论到这个起初原有生命，知道这个生命它是有表现的，因为它已经显现出来了。
So when John talks about life, it is already manifested, and it has these characters.
是他们可以经历到的，他们可以听得见、看得见、摸得到的。
So that they can see it and hear it and touch it.
不是一件空洞的事物。
It's not this empty thing.
而是很实在的显现出来了。
But it was very real and manifested.
这位生命之道，他已经道成肉身来到地上。
This word of life. He became flesh and came down to the world.
他很真实的、活生生的活在门徒当中，活在世人的中间。
And he lived among the disciples and among the people.
这是他说我们听，是我们所听见、所看见、所亲手摸过的。
That's what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, and what we have looked at and touched with our hands.
是我们，不是单单使徒保罗一个人而已。
It is. All of us, not just the apostles.
是许多人和使徒一样，都有同样这个经历。
And many other apostles have the same experience.
因为这个生命是每一个人都可以经历得到的。
Because this experience is something that everyone can.
他们从生活里面，他们经历到这个生命之道，这位生命的主。
That through their experience in life, they can know this Lord of life.
他们也从这个生命的经历里面，他们认识这位生命之道，他有什么特性，他有什么本质。
That they can experience who this word of life is and what his character and his personality is. He says, This word of life is we have heard.
在福音书里面所记载的那些故事都是使徒们当时门徒们他们所有的经历。
So all these stories in the Gospels are with the apostles themselves.
当这个生命之道显现出来的时候,
and when this word of life was manifested,
他们听见他在那里教训,
they heard what he had to say.
当他们听见他教训的时候, 他们就看出这个人是有权柄的人。
And when they heard his teaching, they saw that he was filled with power.
连那些反对他那些法利赛那些长老祭司们,
even those who opposed him, the Pharisees and the teachers and the elders,
他们也承认他是一个有权柄的人。
They acknowledged that he had authority.
他们看他在圣殿里面把那些买卖人赶出去的时候, 他们不敢去制止他。
When they saw the Lord Jesus driving out the merchants in the temple, they didn't dare to oppose him.
所以他们听见耶稣在那里教训许多话的时候, 他们承认他是一个有权柄的人, 他认识他是有权柄的。
When they heard him teaching, they recognized that he had authority.
因为他就是权柄,
because he is authority.
所有权柄都是从他而来的。
All the authority comes from him.
他们当然听见他说许多对人有恩典的话语。
And they heard him speaking all these words of grace to others.
当有一个瘫子躺在路上被人带到耶稣面前的时候,
when there's a paralytic lying on a bed, when his friends brought him before the Lord Jesus,
耶稣对他说, 小子放心你的罪赦了。
Jesus said to the paralytic, take courage, son, your sins are forgiven.
当那个患了12年血肉病的妇人来到主耶稣面前的时候,
when this woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years came before the Lord,
她拥挤在群众的当中,
she was hidden in the crowd.
她摸耶稣身上那个衣裳那个袍子,
and she touched the fringe of Jesus' cloak.
她的血肉病就死了,
and her hemorrhage was cured.
当他摸主耶稣身上的时候, 主耶稣感觉他身上有能力出来。
So when she touched his cloak, the Lord Jesus felt that some power had left him.
他说, 谁摸我的身, 谁摸我?
And he said, who touched me?
这个女人知道不能再隐瞒, 所以她就把摸主耶稣这个事情就讲出来了。
And she, when the woman saw that she couldn't hide anymore, she came out and told the Lord Jesus what happened.
她恐惧战惊的来到耶稣面前。
She came trembling and fell down before him.
但主耶稣这样说, 女儿, 你的信救了你, 平平安安去吧。
And the Lord Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well.
又一句恩典的话语。
Another word of grace.
当那位被, 患行淫的妇人, 被带到耶稣面前的时候,
and when the woman who was caught in adultery was brought before him,
那些犹太人, 说, 按着摩西律法, 这个人应该用石头打死的。
The Jews said, according to the law of Moses, we should take stones and stone her to death.
他们对主耶稣说, 你应当怎么办? 你怎么处理这个人呢?
And they said to the Lord Jesus, how would you deal with her?
主耶稣对那个女人说, 我也不定你的罪, 不要再犯罪了。
Lord Jesus said, I do not condemn you either.
这些话门徒们都听见了。
All these words, the disciples heard.
他们听见这些话的时候, 他们认识到这位主原来是蛮有恩典蛮有怜悯的人。
And they saw that this Lord is filled with grace and mercy.
反而到他面前的人, 他完全接纳。
All who come before him, he receives.
他们有需要, 他们完全解决他们的需要。
And all who come before him, he satisfies all of their needs.
他们听见了这些话, 他们认识了他, 原来他是恩典的主。
They heard these words and they recognized him, and they saw that he was a Lord of grace. And they heard him speak many things about the kingdom of heaven. When they heard these things, they asked among themselves, where does his wisdom come from? They saw that he was filled with wisdom. And he heard him rebuke the hypocritical Pharisees.
说你们有祸了，你们有祸了。
Woe to you.
And
they saw that this Lord Jesus was also pure and holy.
人若是刚硬的心不悔改，有一天祸要临到他们身上。
If someone's heart was hardened and they refused to repent, because he would judge them according to their actions.
从他话里面，他们认识他公义的，他不能以有罪的无为罪。
And they saw that through his life that he is righteous and he couldn't count those who are sinful as.
他的愤怒呢是对罪的一个反应。
And that his anger was a response to sin.
所以这些话他们都听见了。
So all these words they heard.
他们听见，他们就认识原来这位神，这位耶稣基督，他是恩典的主，他是公义的神。
So they saw that this Lord Jesus is righteous Lord.
这是他们经历,
this is their experience.
他们也看见他行了许多的事情,
and they saw him do many things.
他们看见他这么一病赶鬼,
they saw him heal the sick and drive out the,
他一句话病就得洁净了。大麻风病就得洁净了。
With one word, then he can heal leprosy.
一句话就把鬼赶出去了。
And with one word, he can cast out spirits.
他带来平静风和浪,
and he calmed the storms.
他们看见他是有能力的,
they saw that he had power.
他们看见这个自然界是伏在他权柄的底下,
and they saw that all of nature was under him.
他们都看见了,
and they all saw it.
这样看见他们就认识到原来他是有能力的,
and seeing all this, they saw that he had power.
他不需要多做什么事, 一句话病就好了。
He doesn't have to do anything else. With one word, he can heal the sick.
一句话, 魔鬼的权势就脱离人身上。
With one word, he can break the hold of the devil over.
一句话, 风浪就平静了。
And with one word, he can calm the winds in the sea.
他是有何等能力的一个人。
He is a man filled with power.
一方面我们看见, 他们看见当拉萨死的时候,
and when they saw that Lazarus had died,
玛利亚来到主耶稣面前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟也不至于死。”
Mary came before Jesus and said, "If you were here, then our brother would not have died."
玛利亚哭了。
And Mary cried.
跟他来到主耶稣面前那些犹太人也哭了。
And when they came before him, the other Jews with them also cried.
主耶稣看见他们心里面忧愁，忧虑。
And he saw the sadness in their hearts.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣哭了。
The Bible tells us that there Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了,
Jesus wept.
门徒他们看见了,
and the disciples saw this.
他们就说这个他爱这个人是何等的恳切啊。
And so they said, see how much he loved him.
他们从这个看了里面，他们看见他里面充满了爱，充满了怜悯。
And they saw that the Lord was filled with love, filled with mercy.
他站在人的体系人面对死亡的时候，是那种无奈，那种没有办法。
He saw the despair that people had when they were faced with death.
耶稣哭了。
And Jesus wept.
他们认识了主。
And they came to know the Lord.
这一切他们都亲眼看见了。
All these things the disciples saw with their eyes.
并且他们亲手摸过。
And they touched with their hands.
当主耶稣活在肉身的时候,
when the Lord Jesus lived among us in the flesh,
他们从他手中接过五饼二鱼,
they received from him, from his hands, the five loaves and two fish.
在那里供应了5000个男人,
and there fed 5,000 men.
当主耶稣从死里复活以后,
and when the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead,
当那位不信的多马在说，除了我亲手摸他。 的热旁，我才能相信他从此已复活。
And the doubting Thomas, he said, unless I can touch with my own hands his hands and his side, I will not believe.
为了这个缘故，主耶稣再次显现在门徒中间。
For this reason, the Lord Jesus manifested himself once again among his disciples.
对他们说，你们来伸手摸我的热旁。
He says, here, touch my side.
当他们还在疑惑的时候呢, 主耶稣说，你们摸我看看。
When they were still doubtful, they said, come and touch me.
的确，在肉身里面，他们亲手摸过主耶稣的肢体。
So, with their own hands, they touched the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，福音书里面那些所记载的，都是说到门徒们他们许多的经历。
So what the Gospels record is their experience, the disciples.
所以使徒在这里告诉我们说，这位生命之道他已经显现出来了。
So here it says the Word of Life was already made manifest.
并且是我们亲身体经历过的。And
is what we have seen and experienced.
是我们所看、听见、所看见、所亲所摸过的。
What we have seen with our eyes, what we have heard, and we have touched with our hands.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命是我们可以经历得到的。Brothers,
this is a life that we can experience.
因为他已经显现出来了。Because
he has already manifested.
他曾经活在这个地上有33年半之久。And
he lived on this earth for 33 and a half.
许多人在经历到主耶稣基督。
And there are many people experience the Lord Jesus. And through this experience, they came to know this Lord Jesus, who is the Son of God. And He is life. This is their shared experience. So we can see that this life can be experienced. Life isn't this empty.
生命是个实实在在的，可以活在人的中间的。Life
is real and true, and it can live among people.
感谢神，不仅当时门徒们、使徒们他们共同的经历。Thank
the Lord that through the disciples and their shared experience,
这个生命的经历也是成为今天基督徒共同的经历。That
they shared with us that today this life is also our Christian shared experience. But our experience today isn't in the flesh. It is in the Holy Spirit that we can experience this word of life. Because we do not know the Lord physically. Today the Holy Spirit has come down.
我们今天借着生命，借着这个圣灵，我们就可以很实在在来进到这个生命之道。
That through the Holy Spirit, we can experience and live out this word of
life. And not
only that, it continues to repeat itself throughout many Christians in their lives.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督教。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the Christ's Church, Christ's Christianity. I feel like this phrase, Christianity, isn't.
这是我们的信仰,
this is what we believe.
这是我们所信的,
this is what we believe in.
是我们所经历的,
this is what we experience.
我们不是常告诉一些文本说神是可以经历的,
don't we often tell our gospel friends that
你怎么样能经历到这个神呢?
How can you experience this?
人常告诉我们说摸不着、看不到、看不见、摸不着是何等虚无的一件飘渺一件事情。
They'll say what we can't see, what we can't touch is so.
若是我看得见摸得着，我就要相信。If
I can see it and touch it with my own hands, I'll
believe. 我们就告诉他说，只要你接受了，你相信，你自然而然就能够经历到。And
we tell them, if you just believe, then you can experience.
为什么相信你就可以经历得到呢？If
why is believing that you can experience?
因为我们相信主耶稣基督，我们得到这个生命。Because
when we believe in Lord Jesus, we
这个生命就带我们来经历这个生命之道。And
this life. Brings us to experience this word
of life.
This Holy Spirit would lead us to the Lord of life.
感谢主使徒们,
we thank the Lord that all of the disciples' experiences become our experience. They heard what the Lord
said.
And they saw all that the Lord had done. And they touched the Lord Jesus.
这些经历今天也成为我们在生命里面的一些经历。
And that these experiences become in our life, our experience.
我们今天同样可以听见主的话。
We can, like them, hear the Lord Jesus' words.
因为他是活的。
Because he is living.
因为他是个生命很实在的东西，他已经显明出来了。
Because he is a life, and he's very true, and he has been
manifested. 我们诗本那个那一首信靠耶稣何其甘甜。
We have in our hymn book this hymn, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
他那个副歌里面，他告诉我们说，我曾试他多少次。
In the refrain, it says, "How I've proved him over and over."
这个试不是试探试。
It's proved isn't testing.
不是试探。
It's not temptation.
是一种经历，是个证明。
It's an experience. It is a testimony.
我曾试他多少次，我一再的 over，一再试验，一再经历这个生命。
Over and over, I've experienced this life.
因为他是活的，他是活生生的，是我们可以经历得到的。
Because this is a living life, something that we can experience.
我经历到他是不误事的神，不误事，不延误事情。所以我们看见这位主是可以我们一再的试，一再的试的。
So we can see that our Lord, we can prove over and over. When we hear His words, we see that He is living and He is a Lord who speaks. When we gather, many brothers and sisters may have the experience, when I heard this word, and it entered into me.
我不再困惑了，我的问题就得到一个解决，得到一个答案了。
I wasn't confused anymore. My questions have been answered.
当我听见话的时候，我的重担就卸下来了。
When I heard this word, then my burdens fell off.
2 years ago,
when I went to California,
他们要让我做一点，头一堂要让我做一点那个我一些见证吧，或者说一些服事上、追求上一点的学习。
In the first session, they wanted me to share a testimony about what I learned in the service.
当我交通完下以后呢,
After I finished sharing,
有一对夫妇就过来找我,
this couple came to find me.
他说我们今天整个得了释放了。
They said, "Today we have received this freedom."
然后他就告诉我了他家里一点事情。
And so they told me this matter in their family.
他有个女儿从小在主学长大的，非常好，非常优秀，非常好。
They had this daughter who grew up through the Sunday school. It was very good.
那大学毕业以后呢,
And after she graduated from college,
她就加入那个美国一个机构，就是 Teach for America 这个机构去当老师。
So she joined this program, Teach for America, to be a teacher.
这个机构不是都是招那些不是教育学教育出身的人。
This Teach for America isn't for people that have education.
但是只要你有热诚愿意去当老师的话，他们就把你派到那些比较学区差的那个地区去教书。
As long as you have this heart to teach, they'll send you to these poorer communities.
然后他们再去晚上呢，他们供应你学费去读一个教育学位。
So that you can teach, and then at night they'll help you obtain an education degree.
结果教就是两年的教那个当老师当中呢，他整个性格变了。So
in the course of the 2 years that she worked to teach for America, her entire personality
教那些学生压力是非常大，因为都是不好学区的小孩子，都不上进的。So
that you see that the teaching in these poor communities was very stressful because they were. The students didn't respect any of their teachers.
所以有时候带来非常大的一个失望。
And so often she had this great despair.
因为这些要去这种地方教书的那些年轻人，他们都非常有热忱，很认真这么教。
So because all of these young people that join the program have this fervor for teaching.
所以就是我们中文说，就是。 爱之深，责之切，这种那个情形，意思就是说，因为他投入很多心力，但是所得的回应好像非常少，让这些年轻的要当老师这些年轻人常常非常失望，甚至好像绝望。Because
they put in so much effort and they got so little in return that a lot of the teachers felt very let down.
就他女儿。 因着这样的压力呢，整个性格改变，变得非常暴躁。
Because of this pressure, their daughter's personality changed entirely.
身体上也有很多变化,
and her body also became very weak, and she didn't want to see the doctor.
有时候她父母要帮她做点事情,
and when her parents tried to help her, she was even more upset.
就那天她听见我交通里面有一句话,
so when they heard in my sharing this one word,
就诗篇39篇第9节来说,凡是我所遭遇的,若是遭遇,都是出于你的话, 我就默然不语。
In Psalm 39, verse 9, I have become mute, I do not open my mouth, because it is you who have done it.
他说那一天就是那句话,进到他里面, 他们两个人,整个重担都卸下来了。
Because of this one verse that entered into them, all their burdens.
所以你看,当 人听见主的话的时候,
so we see when people hear the word of God,
主的话就带来能力,
the word of God brings with it power that can solve the problems.
主会常常用他的话来带领我们,
and God often uses his word to lead us.
记得到10年前,
about 10 years ago, when the first time I would go to mainland China,
刚刚碰到, 4、5月, 刚刚碰到那个SARS,
at that point, we encountered the problem with SARS.
特别在香港大陆非常严重,
especially in Hong Kong, it was very
严重,
very serious.
所以那时候好像到底该不该去呢? 要不要去呢?
So at that point, I was debating, should I go or not?
弟兄姊妹, 有些弟兄姊妹是在困惑, 说, 真的是要去吗? 必要去吗?
And so some of the brothers and sisters even came to ask me, do you really have to go?
Should you go?
So before I went, there was a prayer meeting.
当跪下祷告的时候,
when we knelt to pray,
主的话进到里面来,
the word of the Lord came.
诗篇91篇的话,
Psalm chapter 91.
我不怕黑夜醒的瘟疫或午间的一个毒病,
you will not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks
in the darkness. A
1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you.
当这个话进到里面,被我听见的时候,里面缓然明亮过来了。
When this word entered into me,
我清楚主有这样带领,
I thought that the Lord had this leading.
放放心心, 平平安就去了,
so, without any further worry, because we are His sheep, and the Lord Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. So, brothers and sisters, we can hear the word, we can hear our Lord's voice. See, throughout the Bible, that the Lord is speaking to His people. When does the Lord speak to His people?
我们最近读使徒行传, 主常常在夜间里面, 在人祷告的时候向人说话。
We're reading Acts, and the Lord often speaks to people when they're in prayer.
为什么是在夜间, 为什么在祷告的时候呢?
Why is it in prayer?
那,夜间, 晚上在那里。
Oh, at night, while they're praying.
那说明都是人在安静的时候。
It speaks of when people are.
所以当人在安静的时候，就很容易听见主向我们说话的声音。
So when we're quiet, we can hear the Lord's voice.
为什么现在常常听不见主向我们说话？
So why is it today that we may not hear the Lord's voice? Because we can't quiet ourselves.
我们常常对外面许多活动。
We're too concerned with.
但是当人愿意安静下来，等候在主面前的时候。
When we're willing to quiet ourselves.
也许我们在读圣经、读神话语的时候。
When we're reading the Bible, when we're quietly meditating or praying, then the Lord will speak to us. And when we hear Him, we'll understand the Lord's will. We'll know how to walk our path here
on earth. 彼得在那边祷告的时候，他就看见有那个异象。 那个一块布里面有各样的所说深处。
So while Peter was praying, he saw this vision of a tarp coming down from heaven with all these animals.
当夜间的时候，保罗在那就看见马其顿的呼召。
While at night praying, Paul saw the call from Macedonia.
所以当人当安静的时候, 神就愿意把他自己的话赐给人。
When we are quiet, then the Lord will give His word to His people.
来引导他们走前面的道路。
About how they should walk the path before them.
所以我们看见, 使徒们他们在那里的确看见, 听见了。
So here the disciples, they saw and they heard.
他们不仅听见, 他们也看见了。
Not only have they heard, but they saw with their eyes.
他们在看见在神环境的里面, 他在那里管理, 他, 那看不见所, 他正调度一切的事物。
They saw that He is Lord over all things and controls things with His invisible hand.
每一件事情临到时候, 人都能从环境里面看见神的作为。
That no matter what they experience, they can see the Lord's hand at work in their surroundings.
现在这样看见人对主就有更多认识。
That through this seeing, they can understand more of the Lord.
当彼得写彼得后书的时候,
when Peter wrote the letter 2 Peter,
他就回想在登山主耶稣在那个山上变形象的那一段的故事。
He recalled this time where on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们知道主耶稣在曾带了三个门徒，使徒彼得、约翰、雅各三个人上了山。
We know that the Lord Jesus brought three disciples, Peter, James, and John. And there he was transfigured on the mountain. And they saw that his face was glowing. And their clothes became white and shining. When Peter reflected back on this,
他说从前我将我们主耶稣基督大的大能和他降临是告诉你们
We did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus
并不是随从乖巧念造的虚言
We did not follow cleverly devised tales
他说我把这一段的事情告诉你不是念造的不是一种虚空的一些话
What we told you weren't these empty words, these fanciful tales.
那是亲眼见过他的威荣。
But we were eyewitnesses of His Majesty.
他从父神得到尊贵荣耀的时候呢，有声音在那里发出来。
For when He received honor and glory from God, there was an utterance.
这是我爱子，是我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased.
我们从他在圣山的时候，我们听见，我们看见这一幕的景象。
When we were up on that mountain, we heard and we saw this.
这一幕他们所看见的，彼得所看，他永一辈子忘不了。
And what he saw and heard, he could not forget for the rest of his life.
他告诉那些写收信的时候，他说：“我告诉你们，不是一个虚造捏假的虚言。”
He writes in his letter to those receiving it.
那是我们亲眼看见过的。
We're not telling you tales.
是我们亲身经历过的。
And we've experienced this.
这个经历叫彼得。 一生忘不了。
And this experience, Peter did not forget for the rest of his life.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们常听一些弟兄姊妹的见证，我们会很感动。
Often we'll hear a testimony from our brothers and sisters and we'll be moved.
但经过一下，一下就忘掉了。
And but once we hear it once, we'll forget.
但是若是我们亲身经历的一些事情，一生忘不了，是不是？
But if something that we've experienced ourselves, we won't forget for the rest of our life.
因为那是我们亲身经历的。
Because it's something that we personally have experienced.
所以彼得还说, 我所告诉你们不是一些捏造的, 不是一些虚言, 是实实在在的。
That's why Peter says, what we're telling you isn't false. There aren't stories. It's true.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当人看见, 经历到主的时候, 在他生命里面刻下一个非常深刻的印象。
So when we see and experience the Lord, it leaves a very deep mark within us.
有时候我们从主的话里面看见许多宝贵的真理。
And through the Lord's word, we can see many precious truths.
多年前有一段时候，我常为一个真理里面非常很多困惑，好一阵子一直没办法明白。
Many years ago, there was this truth in the Bible that I couldn't really understand.
这个。 就是儿子名分这件事情。
It was this adoption as sons.
Sonship.
Sonship.
这句话我们非常熟悉。
This word we're very familiar with.
但是我每次读到儿子名分的时候呢, 中文是翻不出来, 英文是说 adoption.
In Chinese, it wasn't translated
就是领养,
well, but in English, it was called adoption.
我就这么说, 奇怪, 我怎么是神所领养的?
So I asked myself, why are we adopted by God?
我是神的儿子, 我是神所生的。
I am the son of God, I was born from God.
为什么得到这个儿子名分被称为是一个领养的呢?
So why is this sonship called adoption?
我不明白,
and I couldn't understand.
我常常在思想,
so I, and I would meditate on it.
那也不太好意思问别人,
I am kind of ashamed to ask other people.
想说你这个传道人连这个基本的东西你都搞不清楚。
I was afraid to say, you're a preacher, even these basic things you can't.
每一次读到这句话的时候我就在那边思想, 这个什么意思啊?
So every time I read these words, I would meditate on things. I felt like I was, you know, born from God. Why does the Bible say you're adopted? And one day while I was meditating, this word came into me. In Hosea chapter 1, there was this.
他说从前在那里我对他们说你们不是我的子民现在在那里我要称你们是神的儿子。
It says there is this place where it was said to them, you are not my people. It would be said to them, you are the sons of the living God.
彼得书信也告诉我们说从前你们不是子民现在你们是成为神的子民。
Peter says, you were not of his people, today you are his people.
这句话忽然在我们里面好像明亮过来呀。
When I read these words, it felt like I was enlightened with.
原来从前我不是神的子民。
As originally I was not
现在我是神的子民,
one of God's people.
神宣告说我是他的子民。
Now God calls me, you are one of my people.
神说我是他的儿子。
He calls me, you are one of my sons.
我明白过，为什么明白过来呢?
So I understood. Why did I understand?
原来从前我不是的。
Because originally I wasn't.
为什么现在我是成为神的儿女呢?
Why am I today called one of the sons of God, one of his people?
为什么被称为领养这个关系呢?
So why am I called adopted?
因为领养就告诉我们有一件事情，怎么样才能领养一个孩子呢? 你必须要经过一个合法的手续。
To go through adoption, you have to go through this process.
你必须要经过一个法律的一个过程。
To go through this law.
原来这个孩子不是你的，但是经过这个合法法律的过程以后，这个孩子就成为你的孩子。
Originally, this child wasn't yours, but through this law process, they will become.
原来我从前不是神的子民，不是神的儿女，为什么现在被称为神的儿女呢?
Originally, I wasn't one of the children of God. Why am I a child of God today?
因为主耶稣在那里经过一个合法的程序。
Because the Lord Jesus went through this process to satisfy the law.
这个程序就是神救赎的工作。
And this work is the work of salvation.
他借着这个救赎的工作，把我们这些原来不是神的子民，不是属神的儿女们。
Through this process, it took us who were not one of God's people,
接纳我们成为他的子民，成为他儿女。
And transformed us to become one of His people, one of His children.
说原来儿子的名分是这样子得着的。
So this is how sonship is achieved.
原来是借主耶稣基督的死。
Through the death of our Lord Jesus.
借主耶稣基督的救赎, 叫我们被称为神的儿女。
Through salvation, we become.
叫我们得到这个神儿子的名分。
So we can receive this sonship.
当这句话进来以后, 我看见这个真理了。
When this word entered in, then I saw it.
你们就非常喜乐。
And within myself, I was filled with joy.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当这个看见您，我们经历这个看见的时候，我们里面整个光景就改变了。
So when we see, when we have this experience, then our eyes will be open.
我们一生忘不了。
And our entire lives, we will not be able to forget.
这是我们亲身的经历。
This is our personal experience.
不仅是他们看、听见了、看见了，他说也是亲手摸过的。
Not only have the disciples heard and seen, but they have touched with their
hands.
什么是亲手摸过的呢? What is it mean to be to touch with your hand?
我们刚才说，有些朋友说，若是我摸到很实在，我就相信。
Some gospel friends will say, if I can touch it and it's very real,
但是神是个灵，你又看不见，你又摸不着。
But God is a spirit; you can't see Him and you can't touch Him.
但是使徒在这里说，是我们亲手摸过的。
But the disciples here say they have touched with their hands.
那就是说很实在的，我感受到他，摸到他。
They say that He's very real, very true. I have touched Him.
因为他好像就在我身边，在我面前，是我可以伸手可触接触到的。
And he's right next to me. I can just reach out and I can touch him.
进到一个地步，和我之间没有间隔，是我可以感受到他就在我的旁边。
Then you've drawn close enough to this point where I can feel that he's right there next to me.
这就说到神同在这个经历。
This talks about the experience of God's presence.
当我们感受到在一种 情形之下，感受到神与我们同在是那么真实，那么实在。
We can have this experience that God's presence is so very real.
好像我们就摸到他一样。
It is as if we just touched him.
这就是亲手摸到主。
This is what it means to touch with our hands.
我记得好多年前，恐怕都将近30年，在一个夏令会里面。
I think many years ago, almost 30 years at a retreat.
那整个聚会那个属灵气氛非常强。
That throughout the whole meeting, that the presence of the Lord was very strong.
当晚上信息讲完以后呢，大家站起来唱诗歌。
At the end of the meeting, when everyone stood up to sing a hymn.
唱完诗歌以后呢，许多弟兄姊妹在那边祷告。
And at the end of the hymn, many brothers and sisters were praying.
在那个祷告里面，你会感受到圣灵那个运行能力非常强。
And while they were praying, we could feel that the presence of the Holy Spirit was very strong.
那个气氛非常浓。 非常深。
And our experience with the Holy Spirit was very deep.
我在那个祷告里面，我感受到好像圣灵就从旁，那个圣灵那个能力就从我旁边经过一样。
And while we were praying, I felt like as if the Holy Spirit's power was
感受到圣灵就在你的旁边。
As if the Holy Spirit was right next to me.
很真实的一种感觉。
It was a very real feeling.
那上回出来以后呢，刚好跟一个比较年长的弟兄走在一起。
And as we were leaving, I was walking next to an older brother.
我就跟他讲说，刚刚去的时候，感受到好像圣灵就在旁边这样经过。
And I said to him, you know, in that meeting, I felt like the Holy Spirit was right next to me, and just passed me by.
我也是这样子啊。
And the brother replied, I felt that too.
当神的同在那么浓厚的时候，不是一个人感受到，许多神的恩，他同样感受到。
So when the presence of the Lord is there, we feel not only do you experience it, but the brothers and sisters around you.
他就感受到神就在这里，很实在的，很真实的。
They feel that God was here, and it's very real and very true.
有一次在以前在南部服侍的时候，也是在一个退休会里面。
When I was at another retreat.
每一次聚会，当弟兄姊妹进到那聚会厅的时候
，At every meeting when the brothers and sisters entered into the meeting hall，
很奇怪，那一次的特别聚会，也没有弟兄们没有告诉我们说，请进到会聚会厅的时候，请大家安静，不要讲话，等一下聚会开始。
When we entered, the brothers there didn't say, you know, please quiet down. We're gonna get ready to start the meeting.
很奇妙。 弟兄姊妹进到会场的时候，自动就坐上，一点声音都没有，鸦雀无声。
Very naturally, it seemed all the brothers and sisters when they entered, they were quiet.
结果那次的聚会，真的神的同在非常浓厚。
And that meeting, the presence of the Lord was very.
虽然已经经过20几年了，
even though
那一次的主题我都很清楚记得。
When it was, even though it's been 20 years, that particular meeting's message. Topic,
就讲到葡萄树和知识。
It was about the vine, the grapevine, and the branches.
讲到一个生命的一个连接。
It talks about this connection with the life.
整个聚会那个弟兄姊妹感受到是和以往的聚会很不一样。
And there, many brothers and sisters felt like that meeting was very different from other ones.
那个信息感动到几乎都是要常要掉眼泪。
And that message moved so many people to the point of tears.
So, 聚会结束以后，教会同工们聚同，坐在交通，要做一些检讨的事情。
So after that meeting, the responsible brothers gathered to discuss some.
所有同工都觉得，怎么这次聚会那么特别，神的同在那么浓厚。
They asked, "Why was this meeting so special? Why was?" The presence of the Lord. So
you 看见这个同在不是一个两个人感觉，是那么多弟兄姊妹他们同样的感觉。
So this feeling of the presence of the Lord isn't just one or two brothers. It's
好像在那就摸到主是差异.
It's as if we touched.
这是许多人的经历.
This is many people's experience.
我还记得，我读大学的时候在台湾.
I remember when I was studying. In college in Taiwan.
也是在一个很小的一个聚会里面.
There was a very small fellowship that I was attending.
大概只有十几个、二十来个年轻人。
There's about maybe 10 or 20 young people.
我们在寒假借一个神学院的一个地方聚会。
And we borrowed a seminary place together.
我们在聚会就在那个宿舍外面那个小厅上面就围起来。
So we were outside a dorm, and there was a small area that we just cornered off for ourselves. And there was an elder that would lead us in our study. And even in that gathering, we can feel that the presence of the Lord is so true.
虽然经过已经30多年了，我还知道那一次的聚会题目是讲什么。
Even though it's been more than 30 years, I still remember what that night's topic was.
早上弟兄给我们交通，就查经方面交通腓立比书。
In the morning, our brother led us to study Philippians.
腓立比书。下午交通撒迦利亚书。
And in the afternoon, we studied Zechariah.
晚上他交通一个题目，与神面对面。
And at night, he shared on the topic, meeting the Lord face to face.
他讲到亚伯拉罕与神面对面,
he said Abraham met the Lord face to face.
雅各与神面对面,
Jacob met the Lord face to face.
大卫与神面对面,
David met the Lord face to face.
摩西与神面对面,
and Moses saw the Lord face to face.
到新约保罗与神面对面,
and in the New Testament, Paul saw the Lord face to face.
每一次晚上聚完会,信息交通完以后,
at that night, after the message,
后面的一段的祷告，所有年轻弟兄姊妹祷告都是在眼泪里面祷告的。
After the message when we were praying, all of the young people's prayers was.
因为那天我们是要感受到，的确不仅亚伯拉罕与神面对面。
Because that day, not only did Abraham meet the Lord.
不仅那些列祖们与神列祖面。
Not only did all of those patriarchs meet the Lord.
那一天，好像这几个一二十个年轻人在那天与神面对面。
That day, us 10-20 young people also met the Lord face.
那一天看见主的荣耀。
That day, we saw the Lord's glory.
看见自己的光景的败落。
We saw our own pitiful condition.
实在不能满足神的心意。
And we couldn't satisfy the Lord's.
所以所有祷告为什么在眼泪里面祷告？
So why were all of our prayers in tears?
因为看见了主。
Because we saw the Lord.
因为摸到了神。
Because we touched.
叫人不得不再伏下来。
And we could not help but fall down.
用什么？这是很实在的一个经历。
This is a very true experience.
这个就为什么使徒在那写信给他们的时候。
This is why when the disciples wrote the letter.
告诉我们这生命之道已经显现出来了。
That this life is already manifested.
是我们所听见、所看见、所亲手摸过的。
This is what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have
他是个真实的神。
He is a true God.
他是个活的神。
He's a living God.
是人可以来经历他的。
And people can experience.
因着他是生命。
Because He is life.
因着我们得到他的生命了。
Because we have received His life.
我们这个生命就可以来经历这永远的生命。
And through His life, we can experience this eternal life.
我们这个生命就可以经历起初原有的生命之道。
And through our life, we can meet this word of life.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是成为我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
我想，若是主愿意的话，我以后在交通，不仅经历这个生命。
The Lord willing, continue on, we will share not only about
不仅经历这个生命，
not only experiencing this life,
也要为这个生命来做见证。
But to give testimony.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Sisters, we thank the Lord.
我们所信的是可经历的神。
We believe in a Lord that we can experience. Because He is a living God. He has already been manifested. He has given us His eternal life. Not only He has given us eternal life. That through this life, He wants us to enter into His life. A real experience.
当我们真的是经历这个永远生命的时候，我们才知道这个生命的价值。
When we enter into this eternal life, we'll see the preciousness.
我们才知道这个生命的真实。
We see the truth of this life.
我们感谢神。
We give thanks to the Lord.
不仅使徒在那边说，这是他们所经历的。
That the disciples not only said that this is what they experienced.
这是历史历代许多神儿女共同的经历。
This is throughout all the ages, the experience of all the brothers and sisters.
因为他把生命赐给我们。
Children of God, because He has given His life to us.
他解禁出来就是叫我们来经历他。
He was made manifest so that we can meet him.
And
through this experience, it would more firmly root our faith.
So
we go back to 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. So when these people that have received the letter and read it, that they are more sure of one thing.
从使徒的书信里面那些经历里面他们也同样经历到了
so that through the words that the apostle has written that they have experienced these things as well
他们更确定他们是有永生的人
so they may know that they have eternal life
所以弟兄姊妹我们是有永生的人
so brothers and sisters we are people that have eternal life
但是为什么我们常常觉得我们好像没有这些经历呢
So why do we feel that we don't have these experiences?
我们常常讲到生命经历的时候，许多信主多年的弟兄姊妹也是，哎，奇怪，我怎么都没有亲见过、看见过、亲手摸过呢？
Why do many brothers and sisters, even those who have believed for many years,
好像这件事情对我来说仍然是那么不实在
that they have not seen or heard or touched with their hands, these things seem not real to them.
所以我们还说，仍然需要回到这个基本的问题，生命的问题。
So we have to return back to the beginning. The problem
为什么使徒讲说是他们所听见、所看见、所摸过的？
What is it that the disciples have heard and seen and touched?
为什么信主那么多嘞？好像这些在我身上好像没有发生过。
And why, if I've believed for so many years that these things haven't experienced, haven't happened to me?
我们就要祈祷说，这个经历也要检验我们，我们今天我们生命是怎样活在怎样的光景里面。
We should be concerned about. The life and what kind of life we're living now.
为什么我们没有看见、听见过、看见过、经历过、亲手摸过？
Why haven't we seen or heard or touched with our hands?
我们是不是常常愿意停留、安静停留在神面前？
Are we often willing to quiet ourselves before the Lord?
我们是不是有一颗心愿意来追求、认识他？
Do we have this heart to pursue and know Him?
我们是不是愿意爱慕他？
Do we truly love the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，若是我们没有这些的条件的话，
If we don't have these conditions,
当使徒在那里说，这是生命之道，是我们所看、听见、看见、亲手摸过的。
Well, the apostle says that they have seen and heard and touched with their hands.
这些话对我们来说仍然是不实在的。
The disciples' words would be to us.
但是当我们还有一点心愿意来认识、追求、经历他的时候，
But if we're willing to pursue and know the Lord.
主一定会带领我们在生活上，在许多事情上。
The Lord will lead us through many things.
我们在那里可以经历说，这生命之道已经显现出来了。
Then we will be able to say that this life was made manifest.
是我们听见过。
It's what we have heard.
是我们看见过。
What we have seen.
不仅是我摸过，是亲手摸过的。
Not only have we touched, but we have touched with our own hands.
是何等的真实。
This is true.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们有这些经历的话。
So brothers and sisters, if we have this experience, then we are more sure that we have eternal life. Thank the Lord that not only do we have eternal life, not only do we have this never-ending life, that through this life, that through the disciples' words, we'll meet this word of life. May the Lord be gracious to us.
这位生命的主,
and we hope that we will be able to know more of this Lord of life.
因为他是可经历的主,
because He is the life, He is the Lord that we can experience.
请到这里,请,包括弟兄们,到我们这些主祷告,
Let's conclude our sharing with the brother who is giving announcements, conclude in a word of prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我们低头一些祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们真是求你的圣灵继续把这些话解释在我们弟兄姊妹里头。
Lord, we ask that you will continue to keep your words within the hearts of the brothers and sisters.
求你让这些话继续来光照我们。
That your word may continue to enlighten us.
愿你当初这些使徒们怎样经历了这个生命的之道。
That we may know how your apostles experienced this life.
今天也在你怜悯恩典中，让我们也经历这个又真又活的这个生命之道。
That today, under your mercy and grace, we would come to understand this life.
耶稣基督昨日到今日，永远都是一样的。
The Lord Jesus Christ from yesterday to today is the same.
你是永不改变的神。
And is an unchanging God.
这是怜悯我们，让我们有一颗心，愿意更多来认识你。
Have mercy on us that we may have a heart to know you more.
愿意更多来追求你。
That we may continue to seek after you more.
愿意更多爱慕你的显现。
That we may love and obey your commandments.
好让我们在生活侍奉中，真是经历你。 是那位又真又活的神。
That in our life and in our service, that you would be the true and living God.
感谢主，我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们有些报告是。